My name's Tim Hanley. Blood is thicker than water. Not always. I'm the youngest of five. My closest sibling was my brother, who was about 4 years older than I was. My earliest memory of him was when I was about 4 years old myself. I used to like to dress up as Superman, and I would make my own costume. I would use long underwear, thermal long underwear. I'd put it on top, long sleeve, long pants, long underwear, pull my bathing suit over that, grab my winter black rubber boots, put those on, get a towel, bobby pin it around my neck, and then I would zoom around the neighborhood very proudly. This one day, my brother was there, and he offered to help me out. And after I got my costume together, he offered to put the emblem on my back. And he did that, and I went zooming around the neighborhood all day. Came home around dinner time. When I came into the house, I noticed every time I passed somebody, one of my siblings, they'd laugh. And I got the feeling it was more than just the costume, because they had seen that before. So finally, my older sister took me aside, and she said, "Well, here, look." And she took the towel off me and held it up in front of me. And right away, I knew something was wrong, because there was writing under the emblem. And she read it out loud to me. It was in capital letters. Super fart. I didn't know how to read and write then, but I used to love to imitate or pretend reading and writing. I loved the way cursive writing looked on a page, and somebody could hold it up and read something. I was really fascinated by the idea that they could, you know, read something from all those swervy lines, curvy lines with crosses through them. So I used to imitate that, and I would do it on paper, and then I'd fill the paper with swervy lines and take it to my mother to read her a story. That was one of my favorite things to do. And so I was doing it one day, and he came in while I was doing it and said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm writing a story for Mom." He said, "Well, you don't know how to read and write." I said, "Yes, I do. Sure I do." "No, you don't." And he grabbed it from me, held it up out of my reach, held it in front of him, looked at it. "This is the story of Timmy the Turd." "Hi, I'm Timmy the Turd." I go, he threw it up in the air and ran out the room. He had quite a sense of humor. Sometimes it was a little off. Fast forward to about 4 years later, and you may think there's a theme to how he thinks, and there probably is. In seventh grade, he came home one day, and he was really excited. He had to show me something. So he grabbed me and he sat me down on the couch and he said, "You gotta see this, you gotta really see this." I was like, what? So he sits me down on the couch and pulls out a flick butane lighter and starts flicking it and lays down on the floor. He said, "Did you know you can light farts on fire?" It's like, no, I didn't know that. So there he is on the floor, holding his knees up to his chest with one hand and flicking his bick above his anus with the other hand. And all I remember is watching this thinking, man, if this works, I hope there's a backdraft, because he'll literally be a flaming asshole. But anyway, that same summer, when he was about in seventh grade, I'm in third grade, I went to stay with my grandmother for about a month during the summer, and I asked him if he'd take care of my chameleon. We both had chameleons. Will you take care of it and feed it? Oh, sure, no problem. Well, chameleons eat these, you know, little worms. You feed them maybe one every 2 days or so. He said, yeah, he'd take care of that. Well, after a month, I got back, and I go to our bedroom, and I see his chameleon, and it's looking great in the case. And I go find my case with the chameleon, and it's a skeleton of a chameleon with about, I don't know, a bunch of worms in there and maybe one or two of those little chubby, grubby things wiggling around in there. And I said, what happened to my chameleon? And he said, it was so cool. You should have seen it. I starved your chameleon till it was barely moving. And then I put all the worms inside, the ones they ate. He said, it was really cool. He liked that kind of irony, you know. He called it the revenge of the worms. Anyway, I have a million stories I could tell about my brother. Bill heard him in rehearsal and cut back a few. About 2.5 hours worth. But anyway, I was coming to my own conclusions about my brother. And they finally were confirmed when I went to college. I was in a psych class, and it was abnormal psychology. And we were looking at these Gestalt drawings and talking about them and what they reveal. And the professor put up a self-portrait of children. He put up a little drawing of a stick person that had a disproportional sized head. It was big, and inside the head was regular eyes and ears, but then a oversized mouth with lots of teeth. And he said, okay, well, this is revealing narcissistic personality, verbally aggressive, potentially violent person. And immediately I had a flashback to first day of fourth grade in Mrs. Jack's class. We're sitting there while she's taking attendance, and she's going through the names, and she gets to mine. She goes, Tim Hanley, is your brother? And I sunk in my seat. Oh no, here we go again. And she said, oh, he is the funniest little boy. He drew this self-portrait in class where it was nothing but his head that took up the entire page. And he had a grin from one ear to the other, all teeth. He was so funny. I haven't talked to my brother or seen him in 32 years.